Plate and Books.
New month, new segment. You guys looking forward to it?
Tasty, man.
Hell yeah.
It's VG times three. I'm Rise Like Phoenix, Max Barracuda, and Giant Shop.
What's going on, yo?
We'll eventually get a guest back, I guess. This week on the show, we talk about how to eliminate rage quitters. Like I said, we got a new segment, and what's going to become an E3? The old standby. Mm-hmm. Maybe something better. I don't know.
That time of year already?
Yeah. This week in gaming, we got MKXL. It's coming out for PS4 and Xbox One. Far Cry's making it to the computer. Far Cry came out last week for consoles. Heavy Rain, PS4, for people who were waiting
for
that old
one.
Was there a big clamoring for the Heavy Rain
PS4 release? I don't know anymore. Some of these new downloadables for Xbox One and Heavy Rain and Wii U and whatnot, I wonder who was calling for these things.
Yeah, exactly.
Legends of Zelda Twilight Princess HD remake in Wii U. I was probably calling for that.
If I had a Wii U, I'd be down with that.
Yeah, me too. Anyway, that's all that's coming out for this week. Slow week, which is good. I got a lot of things I want to play. I got Far Cry waiting for me. I got XCOM waiting for me. Let's find out what you guys are playing this week. Enough about me. What's happening, fellas? What are you playing, John Jack?
Dusted off the cleats and started playing a little bit of the Jogo Bonito. I haven't played it pretty much the new one. I play a my player mode where you develop your own character with a team of people. So every year they make you redo everything you did in the last game. So you have to build your guy up from a 79 to a 90 again. And it's like a lot of tedious shit. So
we're talking about FIFA?
Yeah.
For people who don't know that particular term?
Yeah.
Okay. There's no follow-up? Like, there's no follow-through from year to year?
No, you don't get to bring your character over. So, like, I did
that sucks.
3 years in a row, and it's a lot of, like, mind... It's like trying to get you the basic ABCs of football. So it's like, complete 1,400 passes, complete, this many crosses, which is, like, a long pass, or, like...
That sucks,
man. Drill passes many people, and it's
how are they going to allow me to do that in Saints Row and not you in a legitimate game like FIFA?
A yearly game.
I don't know. Especially since where
everyone since Madden's so up on it. You know?
Well, Madden, it's different. You don't just make a guy and play on a team. Like,
right.
It really matters because the team.
But you can put your whole team on Madden every year, right?
No. It's different. It's a different game. I'm talking about like I'm only one player on a squad of other. It's an online game. Where I'm with Mr. Dutch Guts.
Oh, you're talking about online.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about career mode.
No. Imagine you built up your your Call of Duty character to a 90.
Oh, yeah. That happens in Call of Duty all the time, man.
Yeah, it's annoying. So, but the difference is, like, okay, you get all the gun perks and stuff like that, which is, like, you can still be super deadly if you're deadly at the game on level one Call of Duty.
I am. Right. You know it.
But in the FIFA, where if your guy can't dribble, your guy can't shoot like he did, like it's totally different.
I guess so. Wouldn't it be super boring though if you already started at like let's say I don't know what it goes up to, but like a level 50 right away as soon as you got the new game?
No, because at that point you like
Call of Duty. I wouldn't want to start in the prestige or whatever.
I wouldn't want anything. I don't want to start over. I'd rather just get the new boards and stuff like that, and the new graphics.
The new boards on FIFA.
Well, I'm sorry, you mentioned Call of Duty or something.
Yes,
right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's different where, like...
No, but they get different guns and shit and different perks. I would like to earn them every year. I wouldn't want to just start as level 50. That's kind of
The older I get,
weak,
the less
man.
I care about, like, trying to build up something like that online. Because online, it's harder because it's competitive. So it's not like, I could cheat it a little bit on...
Really? You don't want to build up?
Not every year.
What about games that...
Yeah, not every 3 years, all right.
What about games that allow you to matchmake only with people on your level? That's pretty fair.
No, well, that, again,
get you used
it,
to
it
the
does,
new...
It does like that. It has a 10-division 10-division system where basically you enter in at level 10 and you play teams that are at that level 10.
All right.
And if you get enough points by winning 10 matches... But there's 10 matches to get a number of points, right, in each division.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get enough points, you move up to level 9, level 8. So we're good enough where we zip past those old ones and we're like low rank guys. So we
so
get to
what
like,
are you complaining about, dude? Just throw opponent on a couple people. And you get where you go.
It's obnoxious that I got to do it every year, man. It's just like, I dread it. It's like, man.
You just want to walk in holding it with the Tinkate parade?
You don't understand how competitive it is in the top levels. Like, the guy, you know, to not be ranked super high really hurts. Like, especially, you know.
Hurts your feelings or hurts?
It hurts the team, man. Like, there's guys that like are like.
When you say you got an online team in FIFA, I'm interested because, Max, I don't know about you. I don't play FIFA at all. I actually do know about you. I know you don't play.
I'm bored of hearing the word FIFA.
Do you guys all have individual players like
you customize them like their hair?
But I'm saying if you're not there, one game is that a computerized?
It's a computerized guy.
Giant Shock running around?
Yeah, no. It's just a computerized random guy. It's like your guy didn't play that game.
No, all right.
They keep all the stats in your team history, like appearances, goals scored, assists. Like it goes down, you know, to Microsabermetrics stats. Like tackles and shit.
Okay, you got any tips for people for FIFA?
Yeah,
you gotta have a bunch, right?
Yeah. Well, if you want to pump up your my player, you can play as a defender, like a center back or a wing player, and it counts towards your defender stats, even if you move into a forward later in the match, so that you can still collect those annoying defender stats that you don't want to play as, and you can get that out of the way quick.
Sounds like a good one. I don't know what you just said, but that's sounds good. Right. Max, what are you playing this week?
I had a little bit of limited time this week, so I found the sweet spot, and I played Walking Dead Michonne Chapter 1 from Telltale.
Okay, that came out last week.
Yeah, nice little two-hour clip, you know, just doing what Telltale does best.
Does it align with the comics or the TV show? Because I know they diverge.
Definitely the comics. In fact, the opening credits sequence is a bunch of shots from the comic book.
Is this in between two stories of the comics?
No, this is Michonne before she meets up with the main group. Right after, you find out right off the bat, her daughter's just died. She doesn't even have a sword yet. She has a machete. And
did you have to go to the neighbor's house to the little boy?
She just plants in the ground and
grows. No, they haven't even touched on the sword yet. I think they're kind of retconning things a little bit.
Yeah, because in one of the comics, they had mentioned that there was a boy that, like, she said that, like, oh, he killed my cat or something like that.
Yeah.
And then right as the apocalypse happened, she went to his house and got that sword.
Yeah, in this game, you have a machete.
Why would you want that sword? The one that killed your cat.
She knew he had it.
Yeah. Where else are you going to get a sword?
Let's go down to the samurai sword shop.
Yeah, look for any nerd. They have them all over the walls. Yeah.
But the game's great because right off the bat, it throws you into an action situation where you got to kill a whole mess of zombies, make a moral choice, and then within a half an hour...
Is that moral choice ripping off the jaws of your boyfriend there?
And... No, we haven't gotten to the pets yet either.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was on.
But
how early in the apocalypse does it take place?
Doesn't clarify.
Are there still normal people walking around, like, or it's just zombies?
Is it like her being...
I'll give you the
like
opening sequence.
All right, don't ruin too much for anybody who feels like playing that.
Opening sequence. Like, this is the first thing you see is her running through the woods, hacking up zombies, being haunted by two ghost girls who are her daughters. She says it.
Oh, so they didn't die in the zombie apocalypse.
No, this is a little bit. There's zombies. She doesn't specify how they died. She eventually meets a crew of survivors who take her in, who run into another crew of survivors who promptly question you about their missing supplies, leading to a very tense interrogation sequence.
Does this look like it's going to end with, like, you meeting the gang?
It's got to, right?
I'm already picking out which characters are going to be the pets.
In the comic book, she doesn't come until, like, halfway into the prison, so, like, you could give her, like, a couple of months. You could give, like, one or two of these if you wanted to.
You could definitely stretch this out a bit.
Now, is this sanctioned by Image Comics? Is this technically lore?
It says in association with Skybound, which is the imprint of Image that puts out Walking Dead.
Is the other one?
Is this canon though?
I don't know. That'd be good to look into.
That's good to look into.
I think the other one, the first episode of the first season had Glenn in it, and it was like before he met up with all those guys.
Yeah,
was that canon?
And Herschel, if you remember.
And Herschel, you go to Herschel's farm before his son died in the barn, and you're the reason. Well, I accidentally killed him in that, but you're the reason why his son died.
I on purpose killed him because I went to help the kid.
So, like, they're trying to keep this, at least the Telltale is trying to keep the timeline of the comic books.
Yeah, they're playing with it. And it I like it better that it follows the comic more than the show. Only problem with the game is, you're Michonne. So they give you all these precise conversation options you can do. Everything just sounds like you're being mean and bitchy.
Yeah.
Because you're like early Michonne.
Like, I pity the fool.
Pretty much. It's not far off. It's like, I'll pick the nice option. It's like, you better kill me now. It's like, oh, fuck, everything's so heavy.
Do you got any long-range weapons, or you just got a samurai everybody else?
No, it's Telltale, so it's a lot of more hit the right button at the right time.
I get you.
Follow the commands. It's more about the conversation. Now, they introduce a new mechanic where if a character thinks you're lying to them, they get angry.
Oh, yeah.
Like, can you get charisma points or anything like that?
No, but you can get punched.
Oh. She's a woman, though.
I was playing rough with one lady like who's trying to interrogate me, lying to her face. Apparently not doing a good job, and I got gun-butted in the head.
You're such a badass. Anyway, you got any tips? I know it's a little early on, and it's hard to give tips for a Telltale game,
Telltale.
Right?
I'll give a Fallout one. I got.
Well, I'd like that, because that's my game I'm still playing.
I got those at the ass.
I have... Don't pull one out of your ass for me, but... I have XCOM, like I said, waiting for it for me, and unfortunately... Far Cry is not in yet at the game distributor I use.
Mm. Go to Game Hut.
Right. I'll still grudgingly say go to Game Hut.
I'm going to just download it this week.
Because I do like them, but local store I give my love. For no unrequited love, but I'm still playing Fallout. So you got any tips for that?
Sure, I'll throw this one out. If you want my favorite gun in the game, what I think is the best gun... Go to Vault 81. Have you been there? That's the vault where everyone's still intact
and no,
it's clean.
I have not.
You have not been to Vault 81?
No, I'm still running around the Institute.
Oh, go there. It's outside of Diamond City. It should be on your map somewhere. You get the companion Curie there, who's...
Madame Curie?
Well, she's a robot.
Oh, all right.
Who ends up being a pretty good companion. And go to the store within that vault, and you can buy the Overseer's Guardian. Once you have some caps, it's like 4,000 caps or something. It's a sniper.
There's a
rifle.
Store in the vault?
Yeah.
Oh, they're still living large then?
They're living large, everything's clean, but the guy doesn't trust it. It's a whole thing.
Okay.
But by the Overseer's Guardian, it's called. That gun will take the head off a super mutant, like, two shots. With every critical shot you do, with every VATS shot...
Big noggins, too, on those super mutants.
My blood.
Well, with every VATS shot you hit, mm-hmm. It hits twice.
Oh, yeah.
With already good damage.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
So you're knocking guys out left and right. Mm. It's a great weapon.
Bunch of motherfuckers in that gold teeth.
How's headshots looking now that game?
Headshots?
Yeah. They're popping.
Oh, they blow up.
Like, Gears of War blow up? Like, psh.
No, it's more like Grand Theft Auto.
Chunks
of
head.
Like, just blow up. Yeah, it's just kind of
there is a perk, too, that you can upgrade.
Oh, pop.
If you get enough upgrade points and you go into your skill tree, you could upgrade, to a perk that's called, like, the Bloody Mess perk that causes just blood geysers with
everything. Yeah.
So, like, I've shot guys in the head and their eyeballs have blasted out of their face.
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah, there's some meat mechanics. I guess I would call it, like, Gears is famous for their meat mechanics.
You're shooting limbs off.
Oh, Gears was, like, one of the only games that you got, you know...
Just two.
...sensation about how to kill people. Like,
Fallout 2. Fallout 2.
When I use a sword most of the game. It's called Krem's Tooth.
Are we talking about Michonne, or are we talking about...
Talking about Fallout.
Oh, all right.
It's a sacrificial blade you find in a mine. This thing's mean, and it poisons guys, but every time I meet some guy I don't like, you just hit him a few times when they're down, and you sever every limb they have.
Just okay.
Drives the point home.
All right, I'm playing Fallout 4 also. I'm not going to bore everyone with that again. Next week, I promise it's either XCOM or Far Cry.
You play Far Cry, I'll play Far Cry. We'll compare notes. I'll make you that.
I like it. Alright.
Let's do that.
You want to do it? You want to be Far Cry buddies?
We'll be Far Cry buddies.
Okay, we could do that. My tip, though, that since I promised a tip every week, is, see, I ran across, and I know this seems like a lame tip, because it is, but I ran across the Rad's Desert, so to speak, to get
the Glowing
wasteland.
Sea?
Yeah, the Glowing Sea. Thank you. I ran across the Glowing Sea, and I just went ham on food and med packs and whatnot. Later on in the game, like, you're not meant to. You get a Rad suit. You should have just waited.
Hazmat suits. Just... Or you can wear power armor and you're fine.
Yeah, I depleted so much.
Well, you're damn irresponsible. Just run. The Glowing Sea like that. I will say there is a missile silo in the Glowing Sea where you can get a badass suit of power armor.
Is there?
I forget the actual location name. But it's an X-1.
You're going more thorough than me. I'm just blasting through the game at this point. I got my eyes on Far Cry.
I've been trapped in the wastelands mentally for weeks now.
Yeah.
Like 3 months now.
All right, that's what we're playing this week. Let's roll into the news. This week on the news, I'm just trying to briefly discuss a couple new segments that we can actually have a discussion about them. You know, I'm not going to get into it because last week in the news I kind of fast-forwarded through it because kind of boring. Kind of boring, sorry. Here's the news.
It was my understanding that everyone had heard. Hit the B square! Hit the B
square! Welcome to the new and improved discussion-based news. First one I want to talk about this week is Capcom is looking to deal with rage quitters. Street Fighter is out now.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting a bunch of rage quitting, and they have no way to deal with it yet. They're looking for the public for help. They said there is going to be penalties. No company has really nailed down what to do with rage quitting yet. They promised they'll do it by the end of the month. And I was wondering, what is your guys' experience with rage quitting? What do you think is the best way to deal with it? And not only that, but what is the most effective way you've seen so far?
Of rage quitting?
Yeah. Dealing with rage.
Yeah, because right now Capcom's idea is to record it on your Xbox One and PlayStation, respectively, and put them on blast on social media. That's what they actually came out and said. Why don't you record it and throw them up on Twitter, try and, you know.
Yeah, or, I mean.
And Capcom is accepting since you have screen caps.
The blacklist.
Yeah.
Since you have to, like, enter in all your information anyway to play anything online at this point.
Especially if you're Ubisoft game.
Yeah, why don't they just send, you know, make you add in your Twitter and your Facebook so that, like, if you do it, they could send out to all social media and just be like, you got an email, you get, you know, a tweet to at whatever your name is, blah, 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 like, go.
I be rage quitting. On Twitter.
Like, yeah, well, I guess if you take all the info down, just be like, the person, he rage quit against this guy. Apparently, he's too tough.
Do the baby voice?
Yeah.
Oh, power me, I can't you handle
just,
it.
I guess spell it like that. Like,
Zangief is too hard.
He got beat by Dousey.
Yeah, right, that's one way of doing it.
I mean,
man,
you would not rage quit after that. You'd be like, okay, didn't know that was going to happen.
Well, especially if it was looking to my Facebook, and I'm like, my boss is on Facebook.
It's like, oh man, my brother liked this? Fuck him.
My brother would like it too. What do you think, Max? What's the most effective you've seen, and what do you think is the best way to do it?
Well, as you know, I'm not a big online player, so I haven't come across this quite as much, but if I was going to just be spitballing solutions, I'd say, let's say a match ends abruptly. Mm-hmm. Maybe put something in-game where the person who, you know, did not quit gets an opportunity. You know when you ever get this when you're working on your computer, a program quits and it goes, do you want to send an error report?
Yeah.
And then you can...
And you click no because you don't want to help out Windows because fuck them. Yeah. You know? They should have built a better product.
I never clicked yes to that.
Hell no.
But what if you were playing somebody and beating them badly?
What is the don't ask me again button? That's what I want.
Looking for a box to check.
Yeah.
What if you were playing a game and somebody rage quits on you and it pops up? Would you like to send a rage quit report? And you could hit a little button and a little red flag appears next to their name with however many people have clicked that.
I mean, you can report at this point.
Yeah, but leave
quit
it.
Early is a report.
If you're joining a game with a guy who's got 30 flags, don't play him.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, matchmaking doesn't really let you slide out of a game usually before you play it.
Well, then institute that as well.
I mean,
right. This character has 15 flags.
Most people at this point don't check who they're playing at all.
But if it gave you a warning beforehand.
Well, I know by now that I do.
I'm down for the social media thing, but I feel like there's a whole bunch of red tape to go through there.
Do you still check everyone on Xbox One? I feel that the menu is just, I'm lost in it. I'm like, all right, well, fuck it.
So
I don't like the new setup.
Halo has done a penalty if you quit too much. Who else has done rage quitting penalties? Oh, Mortal Kombat gives you a little satisfaction where if you rage quit, you get an automatic fatality on the other guy. If the other guy rage quits you, rather.
That's kind of satisfying.
Yeah, it's nice. I would like it. I mean, like, these fighting games...
They can always suspend you.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to suspend you because Capcom can't tell Microsoft what to do on the Xbox One. Like, oh, suspend this guy. He quit my game. He's making my game no fun. Like, honey, you did that on yourself. So anyway, my personal thing was that if you quit for any reason, even if, you know, you got taken down or whatever, and the need hits you, if you're getting your ass kicked, too,
you bitch.
You start next game with half power.
Well, then you're just going to rage quit again.
No, then you're just going
to... You're going to have to deal with it. Eventually, you're going to have to deal with it.
You might just put the game down and be like, fuck it.
There was
if anyone does that...
A lot of people might do that.
That's crazy.
The second you were like...
That's bonkers.
There's a pretty funny, like, Arkham Asylum, I think it was the original, where if you pirated the game, they built something in where Batman couldn't glide.
Oh, they got a bunch of those. So, like, I think we had a quiz on those.
Yeah, you would get to a point where you need to glide, and your character would just drop. And they were catching pirates because they would write into the troubleshooting message boards.
They complain a lot of companies.
How come I can't
now.
Glide? How this is bullshit. This game's broken. So they knew exactly who was pirating.
A lot of games
do something
doing
that like
now.
That with rage quitters. Limit their abilities.
Game developer. Remember, indie company made Game Developer Tycoon.
And you couldn't play it if you were pirating.
Yeah, the money would go down and down and down, and then you lose, and it was like people would go, hey, my money's disappearing. And they would go, yeah, ours too, because you pirated the game, asshole. Very, very cool
but
way to do it.
It's a way of weeding out those who pirate.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe institute something where you rage quit enough and it all of a sudden your character can't jump anymore.
Well, Giant Shock can attest to this. The way I deal with rage quitters is I torment them for months. I send them little messages and all the time about how I beat them and they're never allowed to play me again. And I can't tell you how many times. Giant Shock, how many times were we playing Gears? And you're like, Rise, pick up the sticks. I was like, no, I'm texting this guy right now.
Yeah, he like, especially Gears was great because if you died, the game didn't end for you. Mm-hmm. You got to talk to the other team, at least in the first one. And it was the best, man. Like, there wars would happen because we would be on there all the time. And like Rise, like you said, gets all their, like, you know, their info from their player cards. And he'd be sending people messages for a long time after the fact.
That's half my fun online. It's just, but... like I said, I'm like a Batman, so to speak, a Dark Guardian, because I only go after the real dickheads.
What about Donut?
The real buttheads. Oh, Hydro Donut, you bastard. We're going to fight in Halo 2, and I still hate your guts. I still text you, what, once every 2 months? You suck, Hydro Donut. Anyway.
I hope he listens.
I know he does. I know you do.
That'd be amazing. Write in if you do.
He's the reason I keep my Facebook on open so he can see how well I'm doing. Anyway, next one. Ubisoft announced that the Division will only be available to the press on the same day as the public. Normally, everyone gets it early. Mm. Sometimes they even get little presents or whatnot.
There's no point at this point. The press is the public at this point.
Well, people like same-day reviews.
Yeah. How many different online shows do it?
The only thing...
You're not going to get it. You're not going to get an in-depth...
go to some of the self-run YouTube channels. They're better than the...
Oh, yeah. You'll get an unboxing, so to speak.
That's why game
Let's
trailers
play.
Went away.
No, there's a lot of like really good...
Oh, game trailers.
No. There's a lot of really good YouTube entities out there that give great reviews on whether it be movies or video games or whatever, man.
But what I'm saying is they are no longer... That's a good point. They're no longer going to have the edge. Like, let's say, Igan or GameSpot or... CNN got into game reviews for some reason.
Those independent entities could do way more for you than Igan or GameSpot at this point.
Here's the thing that is the red flag, though, is when a movie does that, it means they don't
want
the reviews getting out before they start selling tickets.
That's kind of what I'm getting at.
That's the concern here.
So they're doing it with the Division, although they did let a beta out, and the beta was good. I had fun.
For all we know, though, this thing is buggy.
The problem is that I had a bunch of quotes, but I'm not going to read them because it's boring when I do that. They were talking about how it's supposed to be seamless from online to non-online, kind of like Watch Dogs was.
Yeah.
It makes me believe right away that it's not seamless, that's why I'm not getting it.
Ubisoft game promised more than it can deliver?
Yeah.
No, that's never happened before.
And
ever.
Also, Ubisoft's making me sign on to their hub or whatever. I hate
in this generation. In this generation of games, developers have no problem releasing games with known bugs just because they could always release patches after the fact.
But this seems like a clear cut, like, we don't want to hurt our day one sales.
Oh, no, definitely not. Why would they? But.
But by limiting the critics and the reviews,
yeah, but there's
this is a step in just kind of squashing pre-negative reviews.
2 years ago, Assassin's Creed Unity got pre-negative reviews.
And I waited forever to play.
As well
but
as
what I'm trying
after
to say is that, like, who's more negative than the internet? Why would you have them do it at the same day as...
Because the internet's going to do it anyway. But if you don't let some of the major outlets do it.
I see Giant Shock's point. The major outlets are usually kind of hold you with kit gloves anyway. You know, like they're kind of nice they about it, even a game when it sucks.
I just think they're doing damage control.
Here's the deal. Like, I'm sure it's happened many times in the past where, like, Acclaim or Midway or whatever gamer back in the day gave money to GameSpot or IGN to give them a biased opinion.
Let me ask you this. What are they
standing
to gain?
You think the big boys are taking kickbacks?
Oh, yeah.
What are they standing to gain then by not letting the big guys have it?
I don't think the big boys take kickbacks because, first off, I'll take any kickbacks. Anybody who wants to give me kickbacks,
I'm ready to sell.
My opinion's for sale.
I'll give Sunset Overdrive a good review. That's how dick I am.
Guys with cash, I'm a parrot, basically, bro. Whatever you say, I'll say it back.
I am a puppet.
Fuck.
I could read a script.
And I'll do it for crackers.
What was your question, Pete?
What do they stand to gain by limiting the reviews?
Well, here's a great way. Like, we have a segment later that's gonna be about how we could sell a game to the public by because it's our boss is forcing us.
Spoilers.
Yeah. They'll find out eventually.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, just like that, you know, like, it's you don't think this is good, but all right, my boss told me to write a great piece about it, so fuck it.
Right. I don't think that Igan or GameSpot does that, just for the fact that if they lost credibility like that...
They're up against enough.
Yeah, because I remember buying the WWE
game. They already get enough hate from all of us just because it's fun to hate, you know?
Because I remember...
It's cool to hate, yeah.
I remember last year, keeping up on the WWE game, I just had no information about it, and it was like a month before the game came out. And
that's a sure sign it blows.
Well, it ended up being pretty good, but at first it was the most buggy game ever, and it was rough. But then they released some patches, and it ended up working. But I didn't get any real information until they had people, like the internet people, come in, beta tested, and then they had all their shit up. So that's when I started getting real information about the game itself.
But that's the case of this. But you still bought that fucking game, even when it was buggy. I think they're trying to limit the people who would stop buying it.
Okay.
Based on negative pre-reviews.
Here's the thing. I got a third and last story. I want to continue this conversation, but I feel it actually fits into it. E3 lost another tentpole this week as yet another big name pulls their booth. So a couple weeks ago, we did EA.
Which was huge.
EA is huge. They pulled their booth. They're actually throwing a party across the street, and everybody's invited. It's open to the public. Now, this week, as of Tuesday, Activision Blizzard is pulling their booth.
Blizzard? That's major.
Mm-hmm.
Activision shit.
They are going to debut Call of Duty at Sony's pre-show conference and have a couple private meetings to select few and suites at the LA Convention Center to show off their other
goods.
Now,
these are big dogs backing out.
Two big dogs.
Oh, I think in general, just because technology's changed, the big dogs don't need to be at these things so much.
But two very different approaches. E3's opening it to the public, and it seems like Activision Blizzard is just closing their doors more towards a more elite media.
Probably because the people who are going to be coming in there are the regular Joes who are going to give you the real deal on this game and not the people who they maybe have...
Which way would you guys go? E3?
I like how EA is doing it.
Would you do EA or would you do Blizzard?
I think EA's way is way more transparent.
Which one was which?
And even though
EA is open to the public.
I would rather be open to the public.
Even though EA has a bad rep, I think they're trying to reverse that.
I think they got voted like the worst company to work for in America, period.
For multiple years in a row.
Yeah, but that's not even in the gaming industry, just period.
Just that Metallica is the worst.
But I think they're trying to maybe reverse their image a little bit and make themselves more accessible. Well, Blizzard has a built-in fan base, so they don't necessarily need the big exposure.
Yeah, but Activision gets a lot of hate. Activision Blizzard gets a lot of hate because of the Call of Duty series, which at this point is a clown show.
Blizzard's like one game.
A couple games.
Guys, it's Activision Blizzard. It's also Activision. It's Activision the same company at this point, and Call of Duty is on there, which is, like I said, is like a circus at this point.
Call of Duty is two different, and it's Treyarch in that, right?
And Activision, yeah.
They do put out one every year.
Yeah, every other. I don't know what this means for the future of reviewing, you know, like these small private meetings to show off, are they just going to invite... Now I'm on the same page as Giant Shock. Like, they might just invite reviewers who are partial to their games.
If you don't have it open up to the public, the only reason I can see that is because you want your own guys there so you can spin it your way. Like you've always done every year.
Yeah,
if you have like thousands of regular people coming in, that everyone's got their own thing and they're all putting it up on YouTube or Twitter or
Yeah, I was excited when I heard EA was opening to the public. I was like, oh, maybe this might swing that way. And now this is a total swing in the opposite direction.
I think these, like, Activision Blizzard has a pretty established fan base. Like,
yeah.
Pretty established audience. I think they're probably trying to limit it. Any exposure to that specific audience.
So I get a booth there.
You don't want guys like me coming in being like, Call of Duty, stupid.
You're like, all right.
Or people who don't like.
Loser. Like, why don't you go play our game some more, fag?
I never play their games. Fuck them.
All right, so get out of here.
I think with Blizzard, I mean, with the Blizzard half of the company, we're all talking about World of Warcraft at this point, right?
Heroes of the Storm, StarCraft 2, the final chapter.
They were
chapter.
Coming out with a new game that's been pushed
back.
They
got a bunch of shit.
They're like a one-trick pony at this point.
Got a bunch of shit coming out. Heroes of the Storm is pretty big.
I mean, you're talking about the potatoes and vegetables. We're talking about the steak. The steak is...
StarCraft?
No, Warcraft.
No, I'm saying what about StarCraft?
StarCraft was excellent. I love StarCraft.
They're releasing that last chapter.
It's going to be great.
I played StarCraft 2.
It's going to be fantastic.
It was a long time ago.
They wouldn't be.
StarCraft 2 is huge.
But Blizzard.
It's competitive.
They would not be $1 billion company without Warcraft.
There would be no StarCraft 2 if there was no World of Warcraft.
Yeah, never saw StarCraft 2 on South Park.
It's one of the biggest competitive games out there.
It's huge.
It's a PC.
It's huge.
They do that in theaters at Comic-Con.
It's huge. We saw it at Comic-Con. It was very excellent to watch.
It's a fun as hell game. I play it.
I love it, too.
I had no problem with it. But they're still just a one-game franchise, more or less.
I don't know. I don't agree. I think
Warcraft was just StarCraft. And
Look, I love Dogfish Head beer, but there's no doubt about it. Budweiser's just bigger. You know?
Well, I'm just
more
saying.
People drink Bud.
They have a lot of product that you guys aren't giving them credit for.
Are we talking about Dogfish, or are we talking about...
I'm talking about Blizzard.
All right.
It's just StarCraft, which is basically just Warcraft, but in a different...
You're
setting.
Talking about...
No, you're talking about old school Warcraft. Yeah. I'm talking about Warcraft Online.
Yeah, you're talking
World
about...
World of Warcraft.
I know that. He kept talking about StarCraft.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm saying it's just Warcraft.
Because your perception of Blizzard is from 5 years ago. They've since put out quite a bit of product. You just haven't been looking.
Into the Storm?
Heroes of the Storm.
No, guys. I agree with you both. Blizzard does put up quality products, and they only really put up quality products. I can't really think of one that I don't like. I still believe that Warcraft is their meat, so to speak, on the plate.
Biggest product.
They wouldn't be a company if it wasn't for that entity.
Oh, no, I think they'd be doing fine.
Oh, no, they were doing fine before that game.
There are some games like PopCap. PopCap never really has, they have Plants for Zombies.
They're surviving on Plants for Zombies.
Yeah, but they have other games that are excellent, too.
Plants for Zombies, Garden Warfare.
All right, Garden Warfare is a new branch out,
Which Heroes of the Storm is admittedly just a branch out.
But good. Good for them. Good for them trying to start a new franchise.
Blizzard, they have Diablo. Diablo? Yeah. Diablo 3 was pretty recent.
Yeah, I mean, you see stuff like that all the time. Bungie was just Halo forever, and now they got Destiny, and Destiny is basically space.
Halo.
It's Halo, but I mean...
Without Master Chief.
I know.
I don't even want to get into that. People Blizzard love it. So much, but...
I'm not even saying that any of the games are bad. I'm just saying that without Warcraft as an entity, they wouldn't be a company.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm arguing so hard for a minute.
Well, the review world is changing. That's basically what
it's
YouTube.
It's
about.
More like dumb stuff like this on YouTube, like where you'd go to a podcast to get your reviews, or you go to YouTube, or you go to a blog. I wouldn't go to GameSpot. I don't, or IGN, or a real famous man.
You just don't trust the establishment.
No,
because
that's not where I get my shit. At this point, I would just Google in something. Or I would go into the search bar on YouTube because they have the videos. A lot of people put together pretty good videos on YouTube.
You know what's a great spot for all your information? VGX3 Radio on Twitter.
I mean, that's where I go.
I hear those guys are brilliant.
I'm pretty sure Egan's biting off my thing at this point.
Absolutely.
Anyway, that was a good discussion about it. I don't know where the future reviews will go. Hopefully it goes towards the people, but at the same time, I don't want to see the main companies go the way of Blockbuster, because we still need forums, so to speak.
You need a major media outlet.
No, I think so.
No, it'll just change from like GameSpot to IGN to the biggest YouTube or blog or whatever it is.
I don't need to listen to PewDiePie.
Well, no, it's better. Well, PewDiePie, I mean, is a separate thing. He does like his own thing, just playing through games. I don't really get it, but I'm talking about like other entities.
Get with it, Grandpa.
Well, I mean, ultimately, like, is it funny? I don't get it. Like, I just
but,
don't
no,
get
no.
It.
But what it's I'm not. Saying is that he would just build up until he's IGN again. You know what I mean?
But, see, I don't like him. I like the small people who are trying to like who are still hungry. You know what I'm saying? Like trying to get like. Well, him in general, I don't like
his boy Danny Mac. I'll throw him a plug. The Novus Redemptor. He's been hungry for five long years. He's got such a YouTube, lonely YouTube following.
YouTube is so
vast. I mean, it's
YouTube is so vast, though. You always come upon.
Somebody throw Novus Redemptor a bone, damn it.
YouTube is so vast, though, that you always come upon great YouTube channels. I just came upon. Like what challenge or something like that. It's just this like great like top 10 site and
It sounds awesome. Anyway,
I'm not trying to explain the site, but I'm saying like there's a bunch of video game sites that are pretty good out there, and that's
oh yeah, absolutely.
I'd rather go to YouTube
and blogs.
I'm
and,
more likely to get a video game review that I trust from one of the podcasts I listen to, or most, from one of the few YouTube guys.
Most of the IGN, GameSpot reviews are very robotic.
Super robotic.
They're just like, oh, the game has vast areas to run around in, and you have a plethora of weapons to choose from. Like, great.
Right.
Well, how's the gameplay?
Like, you always hear words like lacking or something like that. You don't hear like dude sucks balls.
I always like YouTube because you see a guy's face when he's just like, yeah, man.
Yeah, they'll call bullshit a lot quicker.
Yeah.
Also, I always feel that these companies get the free game, which is totally different than the guy who works at, let's say, Payless Shoe Sorts and has to buy a $50 game to have it 60. Disappointing.
Plus, I think it's human nature 60. That if someone's telling you something's great the whole time, you're usually skeptical about it. But if someone's like, hey, fuck this game, blah, 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 you might give it a harder look just because you're like, it can't be that bad. Come on, like let me see what.
Yeah, but I still feel you need a couple credible sources rather than Game Grumps and Game Grumps is pretty. I didn't mean that, but I mean everyone on YouTube seems to be the cranky gamer, the bitchy gamer, the salty dude. Yeah. You know,
mad gamer.
Yeah. Everyone, give that a rest.
Everyone's pissed off for some reason. You're playing a fucking video game. Relax.
Video game. Go read a book or watch a TV show.
Have a little love for it.
Then your video game nerd got so over with that whole character that everyone just copied his ass.
I know.
Yeah, but I hate that stereotype of like the pissed off gamer. Everything sucked.
He just went back and started reviewing old games that did suck.
Yeah, and that's fun.
Yeah.
That's retro.
Yeah.
It's like you're hunting for shitty games, though. Of course you're angry.
That's like doing a Mystery Science Theater, you know?
Yeah.
He's good. He's fine.
Yeah, I like him personally.
I always enjoy his reviews of old games, and he does like every Halloween a good review of all the, like old horror movies.
Yeah, like Jason.
But I watch some of these like Fallout guys who are just, they bitch about things that are just the most minute things, just so I think they can bitch about it.
I like that. I like the minute things. Anyway, I know you got an epic quiz, right?
We got a quiz.
You're still the boss this week.
Yeah, I was not defeated last week.
You think we're going to take him down, Giant Shock?
I'm not.
Really?
He said it's hard.
Come on, dude. Yeah, throw that baseball up and yell, I am the greatest, like Kenny Rogers.
Hopefully I get a perk that gives you the rest of my hit points or something.
Kenny Rogers said that?
Yeah, I am the greatest. It's a good song.
Did he say something about having the best chicken ever?
No one went to hold him and went to
yeah,
hold
that's
him.
What he was about.
Yeah.
Chicken and cards, bro.
I can go all day. I know more Kenny Rogers songs than you. Buy Me a Rose.
I know one.
All right.
Oh, two. The one from Big Lebowski.
Yeah, what condition my condition is in. Boom.
Here comes the test.
This is a test.
And another beer.
Quiz, hot shot.
Can I get a little boss music, please? There it is. All right.
DJ, drop that beat.
Same rules as last week. We got three rounds of questions. 1 point, 2 point, and my final form, 3 point questions. I'm giving you guys each 10 hit points.
Oh.
I get 15. First one to 15 hit points wins. And you get to level up. I think I've reduced the amount of points you're going to take to level up because I want to see these perks get into use.
Well, so you probably got, like, terrible questions.
I'm going to get to hear 10 questions.
Again, you can block.
You can block for 1 point, right?
For 1 point reduction.
Minus 1 point.
Unless maybe you get some of these perks.
Quick tip for you, Giant Shock. Doesn't make sense to block in the first round.
No, it did because I wasn't going to let him get me.
Oh, it's a principles thing.
Principles
thing. Well, I can't fight the principles.
And last week you guys played against a bunch of villainous characters, so I decided to up the game. This week you're playing against giant monsters.
Mm.
The giant monsters of gaming.
The kaiju.
So I'm going to need your classes. What's your class? I just like this part. Doesn't really matter.
My class is Earth Protector.
You went the Captain Planet route? That's not a thing.
Planeteer. Gotcha.
All right. Earth.
Rise.
Which one are
He's
you?
He's a black guy.
What was the heart? Which one was the one that did heart?
It was like the guy from Peru.
He was like
he had a monkey.
I don't even think he was
the Indian kid.
Yeah, he was Indian. I thought he was like South American.
I thought he had an Indian accent. I could be remembering.
He had a racist accent.
He did have what they assume is.
By the way, speaking of that entity, did anyone ever see Don Cheadle play Captain
yes,
Planet?
It's amazing.
Yeah,
it was really good. It's like the best shit ever.
It was really good.
Let's get to this game.
I'll be a tank.
You want to be a tank?
Yeah.
All right. All right, so remember, giant monsters is the theme.
Hmm.
So, Ryze, I'm going to start with you. In what game are you tasked with destroying monsters named Valus, Gaius, Avian, and Malus?
Hercules?
Well, I should add to name a few.
Hmm.
I want to say it was the Super Nintendo game King of the Monsters.
Hmm. Oof, it was a fighting game, dude. That wasn't. There's no story.
Both wrong. Shadow of the Colossus.
Oh, son of a bitch! I didn't even know they had names.
I was just on the kaiju thing.
My dude didn't even talk.
All right, Shock, you're up. Mm. The lambent form of this giant monster was used to sink Jacinto in Gears of War 2. What was the monster called?
I can hear Marcus screaming.
Yeah, oh my god. It's one of those big fucking... Oh my god, you control those things, man, right? No, wait. Is this... Pass. I'm just... I forgot the name of that thing.
Ryze, you got one?
Who's that big worm motherfucker? The French crawler.
Your thinking's a little off. I'm talking about the Brumach.
I'm hungry. Oh, yeah, the Brumach. The dude with the...
The final boss of the game that was the super easiest thing ever.
Yeah, yeah, with the big old cannon on the back.
You just hit it with the Hammer of Dawn.
Kind
of
looked like a Blastoise.
There was a... was it people were just playing that level over and over again when you rolled the Brumach to get that kill 100,000?
To get the kill 100,000, yeah.
Like, why do you keep playing the last level over again, Eric?
All right, Ryze, we're back to you. You guys are not doing so hot.
This is brutal.
Which Legend of Zelda game features four benevolent giants that help Link save the day?
The moon dudes. Ocarina of Time.
I'm agree with him.
Both wrong. Jesus. That was Majora's Mask.
Majora's Mask.
All right. These are all. I tried to keep.
We're getting destroyed when you do a theme.
I tried to keep these in.
You find these
all in games that at least we've mostly played. I guess that Zelda one was a little off, but this one.
I know
we all played this one. In the opening scene of God of War 2, Kratos battles what giant metal monster?
The Mavers.
Yep.
Mechagodzilla.
Going down swinging.
In the opening scenes.
God of War 2.
God of War 2.
Kratos fights a big metal guy.
He's already a god. Who did he fight? Did he fight... God, he fought so many people.
It was like square X. Who knows?
I want to say it was the bull. Did he fight that bull?
Bull Buchanan.
Wait, no. Did he fight Hephaestus?
Nope.
Fuck.
Fought the Colossus.
Colossus.
The Colossus of Rhodes.
Damn it.
I would have accepted just Colossus.
Ouch.
0-4, fellas. All right. So, Ryze, you start.
All right.
In the Halo series, a giant monster controls the Flood. What is the name of this big gross thing?
The Dam. The dam controls the Flood.
Come on.
These are all games I played, man.
That's why I thought these were going to be easier.
Cortana.
Holy
it's not
crap.
Cortana.
I'm in the right franchise.
You
You've
are.
Both
you're,
been drained of
you're
half
in the right
hit points.
Church, the wrong pew.
If these are level one, we just skip it.
It was the grave mind.
Oh, the grave mind, son of a bitch.
God, it looks like I'm making a quiz next week. I have to fucking
end the quiz segment.
The kid gloves back on.
Last week you were Bowser. This week you are Sephiroth.
All right, here's another. We'll try this. In the Elder Scrolls series.
Pass. No.
You can guess on this
one. All right.
In Skyrim.
Viking. Yeah, all right. Skyrim's cool.
Kids' gloves are on.
All right.
Alduin, Parthenax, and Mirmanir are legendary creatures of what variety?
Trolls.
Vikings.
Fucking dragons.
Oh, yeah.
The whole crux of that game was dragons. I may have to...
Stop bringing beers into the
studio. Would know if I was stone sober.
You didn't play Skyrim.
In what popular science fiction series are you likely to encounter a giant worm-like thresher maw while driving your Mako vehicle on the planet's surface?
John Shug, what do you got?
Silent Hill.
Mass Effect.
Rise gets a point.
Final answer.
Well, you get 2 points there.
I can't even fake a sci-fi game. It's like Silent Hill's horror.
I actually knew it from the vehicle. I forget these monsters' names. I go, oh shit, that's huge.
How about this one? Here's a retro one. What are the names of the three primary monsters in Rampage?
All three? The
names of them?
Damn. I'll tell you what. We'll make it easy. Give me one.
What do you got, John?
I'm taking
a
pity hit.
There was a wolf, an ape, and a lizard.
They had names.
They have names.
Ape.
Ape is your... Okay, I'm going. Lizzie is the wolf.
Rise gets one and levels up.
It's a girl.
For 1 point?
I've...
No, I got 4 points now.
4 points.
You have 4 points?
Yeah, this is level
two.
These are two-point
questions.
Oh. You should have been passing.
I don't know. I'm out.
Ape wasn't even that funny a joke.
Rise
I was joking. I was hoping.
Rise has 4 hit points left. Shock has 2. I'm looking pretty good. So, Shock, I'm going to... Rise, rather. I'm going to give you... I'll give you the piggy blocker. I'll let you fuck over, Brian.
What's the
piggy
point?
Blocker?
I don't even have to do that.
Blocks the next player from using the same answer.
Okay.
And you know what, Shock? I'm going to give you a pity perk here.
Pity perks?
You want a pity perk?
No. I'm not going to get the answer right. So
I was going to give you the psychic perk, which instantly lets
give
you go
psychic.
Second.
Give him a second.
And you get a hint.
All right. Yeah, do it.
Play the game. Don't be a baby.
I'm not being a baby.
Yeah, RB.
All right. I'll play the game. Can I have a hint?
No, you can't have a hint yet. That's not how it works.
All right. In the game Dante's Inferno, you must battle against a giant demonized version of a historical figure complete with demon-spawning nipples.
Oh, damn. It wasn't that good a game. I didn't
Who
even get that far.
Who was this person?
I played this game. I don't know.
Historical figure? You played it all
the way
through?
I played this level with you.
Yeah, I played it. I did not play it all the way through.
Hint?
Want to use your hint?
Yeah.
Well, he's got to answer and then you get your hint. Because you go second.
Oh, shit. I'm going to do block, man.
Locked. Egyptian queen.
Oh,
there you go.
God damn it. Mark Anthony and Cleopatra.
You actually do fight Mark Anthony, too.
Yeah, it was both.
So I wasn't going to... Even if you stuck there, I would have probably let you have it. All right. Last question in this round.
Mm.
I am not fucking losing this. In what game do you have to fight the massive alien hive mind after it is summoned by the Marker on Aegis 7? Final boss of this game.
Oh, massive alien hive mind. I pass. Is it Lost Planet?
No.
All right.
It is Dead Space.
Oh, Dead Space. Dead Space 1?
Yeah, first Dead Space.
That was a hive mind?
The big marker. Remember the pillar?
Yeah.
Sums up the big giant monster you fight at the end.
Again, you have shown me a major weakness in my gaming in which... When these huge things show up, I go, oh,
I just
kill it.
Big monster.
Dead Space, I was like, I have no idea what's going on. I'm just fighting shit at this point.
But that's what I'm saying. It was like, I was Isaac like, oh, was, shit, it's the mother brain. Look, kill it.
All I know is Isaac was fucked. Yeah. Every, and he was just like, yo, get out of this ship.
All right. So we're up to 3-point questions. I'll try to dress these up a little bit so you can get them. In what game that we all played will you fight an El Gigante who can only be killed by destroying the parasites in its body?
Oh, I got it. Is it me first?
I'm thrown off because he used his perk. So let's just say Rise Zero.
Oh, that's a Resident Evil.
That's a Resident Evil.
I'm going to go with Rise.
Both of you got it.
It was 4, right? Resident Evil 4? Yeah.
All right. Well, I already gave Shock a perk, so I don't know if I should give him another for leveling up.
Did he level up?
I'll give you the resuscitate perk.
Gotta do it. Maybe he got a rare candy, leveled himself up.
You could use the resuscitate perk at any point, and that's you gain 1 extra hit point if Rise gets the answer right. So you gotta call it early.
I'll call it now.
Call it now.
I only got 1, right?
Putting a lot of pressure on me.
That's right.
So I might as well use it now.
You both have 2 hit points, and for the record, I've only been docking you 1 hit point for each wrong answer.
How much were you?
Normally, you do it by the amount of points you get.
Yeah, yeah. No. Remember? Yeah.
Oh, wrong answers.
Yeah.
I thought you were like for blocking.
But you weren't blocking. You were just throwing out shitty answers like ape.
Apey? Should I have said apey?
All right. I'm trying to find one that you might know. Here's one. The massive green lizard monster named Kraid, the space pirate, has appeared in 5 franchise games. What franchise is he a villain in?
It's on you, bud.
Oh, it's on me?
No, you went first last.
I'm going to pass because I don't know it. If you give me a point, I stay alive.
It's all up to him, otherwise you're dead.
Was he a good guy, you said, or a villain?
Villain.
In a space game.
His name was Kraid, the space pirate.
I almost said Wild 9. I don't know why I almost said that, but Wild 9? Oh, Giant Shock.
You let Giant Shock die. Game's Metroid.
I wanted Wild 9 because they were space pirates.
Alright, Brian.
I'm out.
You're out. Alright, Ryze. Let's see.
Just me and you.
In what game do you have to battle Lavos?
A very generic lava monster.
A giant alien parasite that is draining energy from the Earth's core for thousands of years.
That sounds like Scientology to me.
Tom Cruise?
Contra.
Incorrect. Chrono Trigger.
I'm getting murdered, man.
You got one more.
I'm already out.
You got one more chance here.
Oof.
If you get this, you get another hit point.
Okay.
If you don't... What recent game lets you take control of a giant monster, such as the Goliath, Kraken, Wraith, Behemoth, or Gorgon? I will emphasize again, recent.
Lets you take control of monsters?
You get to play as a giant monster.
Hmm.
Of one of the following classes. Goliath, Kraken, Wraith, Behemoth, or Gorgon. Gorgon was a DLC.
Gorgon was a DLC. I don't know, man. Civilization?
Populous.
Oh, damn. I never got schooled like this in my life.
Spanked!
I haven't gotten spanked like this since I stole a fucking Charleston Chew when I was 7 years old.
That was Evolve.
Oh, Evolve.
The villain wins. Wow.
Wow, man.
Ouch.
That's really eye-opening. I gotta pay more attention to
those
big dogs.
All those came out the dome.
Did it?
Didn't even need to research it.
No way.
I researched some finer points.
Okay. We got rooked, man. I don't pay attention to... You know what it is? I pay more attention to the heroes.
Next week, I'll do the heroes quiz.
Yeah. Well, then get ready for me to bring it. All right.
I'm sorry if I have no faith in you right now.
So last week, we were doing last.
Give my hit points to you next week.
Yeah, dude.
Is there a perk for that?
There is, actually. You just didn't get it. You didn't level up.
I'm never going to level up.
All right, so, well, next week, hopefully, we'll have somebody on. So last month, we were doing a psychological test on the both of you. We all learned a lot. This week, we're going to do a new segment called Hard Sell. It's basically, we're going to take two games, one very good, one kind of bad, and we're going to act as GameStop. Well, we're going to act as if we were GameStop employees trying to sell to other youths.
Youths?
We're taking one good, one bad? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're taking one good, one bad game, and we are going to try to sell them both without telling you the names of them. We're going to tell... what's that, Jean-Jacques?
I didn't realize there was one good, one bad. I thought yeah. It was both bad.
I thought they were both bad, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
But I'm fine
well,
with
I it. Didn't explain it that well. I didn't explain it that well. That's why I decided to go first.
Okay.
I'm not going to give you guys the names of it, and I'm going to see if you guys can decipher which one was good, which one was bad. This was all based on my personal experience of the one day I worked at GameStop, in which during the interview process, I'm not sure if I'm supposed to be saying this, they ask you your favorite game, and they ask you to sell it to them.
Oh, fuck them.
Very easy.
Put them on blast.
Yeah. Yeah, why not? So then they ask you the worst game you ever played, to which at that point, I forget what the exact game I said. They asked me to sell that to them, and I go, why would I want to sell that to you? And they go, because that's what our business is.
This is a real peek behind the curtain here.
And
this is why you go to us little guys.
That's when I knew it wasn't going to work out for me that well. But we'll be doing it hypothetically only. Don't believe any of the hype on this particular segment for the rest of the month. Anyway, you two officially walk into my store. And what can I do for you two gentlemen today? What are you guys looking for? What's your console of choice?
Xbox.
And you, sir?
Xbox, man.
Oh, excellent, excellent, because I have two Xbox exclusives in front of me right now. Are you guys looking to buy a game? Oh, this is going to work out swimmingly, as the dog leaves our podcast room. So I have two third-person action adventures. They're based in an alternative world, and classic revenge games, and I think you guys are going to love both of them. Do you have any questions? Any questions about either?
How's
the
gameplay?
The gameplay is tight. One of them there is much more, jumping around and whatnot like that. The other one is more grounded. You're gonna be battling a lot in both games. One of them, let's call it B. Let's say A and B. In B, it's more of A is more of a close combat, and B, let's say that there's more...
Are you playing both games at once?
Yeah.
All right.
I want to know which one you guys want to purchase. So in A, there's a very intricate battle system with going from hand to hell... Sorry. This segment's kind of...
Work out the bugs.
Right. So in A... You have a very intricate hand-to-hand system and a long-range system. Well, in B, you kind of have a more of a long-range system, not much of a hand-to-hand, but you do have some beautiful backgrounds in both of them.
How beautiful. The
graphics are pretty good in both of them. I will warn you, in B, it is slightly annoying that the mouths don't move on the main character when he talks.
How old is this game?
These games are within 3 years. Within 3 years. They're both on Xbox One.
Move,
they're both Xbox One. They're both Xbox One. And that's only on B. A, the mouths move beautifully. They're both very detailed characters, except for that one flaw. A, of course, they're both limited linear open world, is what I call it, where it's not exactly sandbox.
Like an RPG.
But you can move around a little bit and whatnot. Yeah. Yeah, a little something like that. Both of them, you're taking down, both of them, it's very satisfying to take down the opponents, although I will warn you, in B, the opponents look very similar to each other, while there's more of a range in A. I don't know which one you guys want. What are you guys thinking, A or B?
I gotta admit, I'm completely confused on what...
Which one didn't they move the mouths in?
That was B.
Then I want A.
Yeah?
I don't want either of these.
All right. Well, I tried, man. I tried. We'll get the segment better next week. That's why I do it all month.
Yo, Holmes, you got to get man out the first salesman.
First, tell us what did we pick here?
Well,
was one of those Final Fantasy?
No, all right. No. The game that Pete bought was Rise, Son of Rome.
Meh.
And B was the new Halo.
Hmm.
The main character doesn't move his mouth because he's wearing a helmet.
Oh, God damn it. Maybe he's a better salesman than you thought.
Let's see what you guys thought, because I know I gave you guys a cryptic text message about what this was going to be. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to see where you guys went with it, and maybe we'll change it to that, because mine didn't go over so well.
Well, I got one. Let me try it out.
What do you got?
All right, so I got two games for you. Both are based off of franchises that I know you love.
Okay.
Both are from, they're not the first in their series. I mean, these are established.
Mm.
I think you'll be happy with both. So, any questions you want to pick?
No, I'll skip it. No, how's the gameplay in Game A?
Game A is a third-person kind of platformer, kind of adventure game. You get to explore terrain. You get to solve puzzles.
Is it Borderlands?
It's not Borderlands, no.
I kind of came in for Borderlands.
Okay, what are we looking at with Game B?
Game B is a science fiction thriller.
Ooh.
Based on
space?
Oh, yeah, it's in space.
Hmm.
Also on Earth or no?
No, this is not on Earth.
Only in space.
Oh, my.
It was a very successful film that I know we all love and cherish.
Sounds exciting.
In fact, a lot of the voice actors are from the movie itself.
Hmm. Love it when they do that.
Do I get to fly around on a ship?
No, it's a first-person game.
Okay.
So you're basically shooting at space monsters.
Okay. All right. So with A, is there a variety of weapons?
Yes, you do get a variety of weapons,
okay,
and abilities, and you can upgrade.
Oh, my.
Hmm.
B?
B, a variety of weapons.
Oh.
All sorts of guns.
Any vehicles involved in it either?
No vehicles, but I think you'll be pleased with the amount of otherworldly creatures that you're going to find in this game.
In B. Oh, my. I don't know. John Shock, which one would you like to purchase?
I'm completely confused again. Which game's what? I choose B because you told me a lot about A. I heard nothing about B, really, right?
I'm going to choose A because I'm pretty sure B is Aliens.
Well, A was Batman Arkham Knight.
Mm-hmm.
B was Aliens Colonial Marines.
Good for me. I know how much hatred he has.
One of these men in real life bought Aliens.
Hey, look, right. Aliens would have been fun if my friends wanted to play with me.
Negative.
That game was awful on every level.
Your friends didn't want to play with you because it wasn't fun.
It's what, quite you guys can't show $65 to help out a brother? Maybe get some friends out there?
Was that closer?
Closer to what I was going for. Yeah.
Hammering it out.
All right.
I did two separate
pitches
for two
separate. Go ahead, buddy. Let's see what you got.
All right. Hey, guys. What's going on? You look like you guys enjoy yourself a good survival horror type game. Right, guys? Right? You
like absolutely.
Yeah, me. Right. Yeah.
One of my favorite
We got one. Star in.
I got a big chubby.
We got one. It's the newest and the latest series. It's got a main actor in it, Norman Reedus. It's going to be really cool. It's coming out in a couple months. That got canceled? All right, you like Norman Reedus, right? He's in another game. It's Daryl Dixon, right? It's zombies, but imagine them only in the day, right? And it's first-person shooter, so it really brings you into the action.
Is there any kind of pre-order bonus we can
get? Oh, man, you get this sweet, sweet necklace of ear.
Like on the Walking Dead show.
Like on the show.
Yeah, like when I say necklace of ear, I mean singular. And when I say necklace, I mean a necklace on your keychain, because it's a keychain. I'm just trying to be honest with you, okay? Basically, you get to like throw bottles in the middle of the field and the zombies kind of like, you know, kind of walk over
like,
there.
Like, oh, what's that soft thump?
Dude.
Do they at least look like them?
Bro, you haven't had this much zombie fun since the last Call of Duty Zombies came out a couple months ago, except minus all the killing of the zombies and like the friendship between, you know, it's a solo game. It's a solo game for a solo man named Daryl Dixon, man. He basically, you see his story from front to end. You know, right off the bat, there's a big twist in the story and you're in a ravine. And then all of a sudden, you know what? You're just on your way. And you know what? It's not like any other zombie game. It doesn't miss one minute of Daryl's ascendance to that camp.
You get every step of he took, every drive he took. You get to make big decisions in the game, like, should I stop for gas or not? Or, you know what, should I just go an extra exit? And you know what, I might have to hoof it. There's weapons to choose from galore. I mean, you know, like, there's wrenches, there's bats, there's broken pieces of wood, there's nails. And if you're one of those guys who like to make their own weapons, don't worry. This doesn't have it. You just get to pick up multiple random things off the ground over and over again and bash zombies up. So if you're bashing zombies is really your thing, guys, and surviving in daylight as Daryl Dixon, then I got the game for you.
Well, I'm intrigued, but what's this other game you're offering?
Shit, boys. Man, we going old school here, man. And when I say old school, I mean I'm encompassing a series of games, man. Do you remember everything that you loved about space first-person shooters? Man, we got a whole series of them in one disc. And the best part about it is you can't play it online. So it's you'll never feel the need to, you know, be like a rage quit or like complain on the internet or anything because it's not really a big deal because no one else could play.
I feel it's Halo, Master Chief Collection.
Well, I'm ready to make my decision. I'll take that Master Chief Collection over Survival Instinct.
You know what?
Walking Dead.
This segment, I think next week we're going to go Giant Shark's Ride. I like that.
That's what I initially, from the text, I thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I like
it. I don't know.
That was actually...
Yeah.
You could read it on the paper. Better. I had originally written that game down.
Which one?
Walking Dead Survival Instinct. As the other one I was going to try to sell.
See, I was trying to make it more of a game where you guys choose, and then obviously I kind of biasly made the shitty game.
When you did two games
on.
At once, it's too confusing. I don't know what you were talking about or which game. Because you were trying to, like, give me the clues to the games at once, and it was like, and you were referring to them as game A, game B, and, like, it was just, like, too much information to be hit with it. Like,
we'll change it next week. Yeah. We'll just start shilling out shitty games.
Like maybe if we did it your way, but his way at the same time. Like
one game each.
But try to sell both games, mm-hmm. but do it your way where it's two separate pitches.
Yeah. All
right. Right?
Definitely two separate pitches.
Separate them so it's clear, but one game's good, one game's bad.
It's a work in progress.
My both games are bad.
Yeah.
I asked you before. I was like, funny or earnest? And you're like, either. Really, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You actually had me sold on that Master Chief Collection because like, I fucking hate online. It'd be great.
Anyway. So that was the new segment. It'll just get better. We'll hone it. And I think we're going to do this for like a full year.
Feedback appreciated.
Yeah, feedback appreciated.
We're going to do this segment a whole year?
No. Oh. We're going to do a whole year of monthly, and then we're going to cement more or less our sections. So right now we're going to go into our question of the week last week. Last week we asked, what was your favorite controller? What was your least favorite controller, Giant Shock? What was your favorite controller?
I have to go with Xbox One just because it's part of my life now. I control my TV with it, and I don't think
that's just like a recent thing, though.
No, you know,
like
what?
Just because you're in the now.
I want to say that if a controller was not modeled after that one at this point, I'd be upset that like how come it's not. The big thick triggers at the bottom,
right.
And the small little bumpers
fits
the
your four hand button, nicely.
The double joystick,
right.
Good weight, like perfect weight.
A good weight to it. I feel that the PlayStation 4 controller is very light, and it feels like I'm not holding a controller almost.
And there is a reach factor to hitting thumbsticks.
The thumbsticks
are a little tight on the
PS4. Hate the PS4 analogs because mm-hmm. they're the same. They're at the same point in the controller. They're like lined up.
Yeah.
While Xbox has it where the D-pad's there and the primary joystick. If you want,
you know what the other thing about the PlayStation that I don't like is, you know, when you have to click in the stick.
Yeah.
It's weird on the PlayStation. Xbox is.
That's because the bumpers instead of popping.
So would you say that's your least favorite, the PlayStation?
No. The bumpers on the PlayStation aren't concave, so that's why it's like...
Yeah, they don't have that nice click-in. They kind of wobble when you do it.
Like, the Xbox is asking you to click it in. If I have to battle that out with something, the Xbox Now control, the Xbox One, I would have to go with N64, man. N64, again, it felt right, good weight. It was one of the first controllers that added the rumble pack to it.
A little wonky in its design, though.
At first, it
looked like a pitchfork.
It scared you, but then like it obviously wasn't meant to be played.
I think the right side, or the left side rather, was pretty much obsolete at that on that particular controller. Everyone always grabbed the middle. No, almost
was,
all
there
games.
There was
metal.
Games that there were. It took a little more precision. Where like a
little bit.
I would say most of the time.
I'd say like 80% of the time. Middle.
No, and what was it? The WCW versus the NWO and the WWF games, man. They you grabbed it by the D pad, and then
yeah, but that's too
the
game.
Controller was
yeah,
too,
I remember.
Too taunt.
Yeah, I remember that.
And that was I played.
That was early on in the system too.
The THQ made those games until the end of the system, pretty much.
Right, but yeah. I mean that format for the controller. Anyway, what was your worst controller?
Anything that Mad Catz or Nyko made.
Really? Just the company? Just because they were shittily
quality? I had to air my grievance on that. Like, anything they made was cheap, and you paid for what you got. You paid you don't want to pay the $60 or $50 for the Xbox or PlayStation controller.
Right.
You were like, I'm going to pay $25, and I'm getting myself a Nyko or Mad Catz. Instantaneously, like 2 months later or a month later, your shit's broke.
Okay. But, I like the Mad Catz minis when they came out, especially for the Xbox One, because the Xbox One controller was ginormous.
But the layouts, I was going to pick the Jaguar controller, but I don't want to pick such an obscure system that no one really played and failed anyway, because, you know, obviously it failed. Because
the controller sucked.
The controller, it sucked.
And it cost $600 or something.
That wasn't that expensive.
In 1994.
It just didn't have any, yeah, but that wasn't that expensive. It was like the regular price of all the other systems. It just...
No,
the
there was a big price jump.
Do you want to play Bunk?
But there was a no. There was a massive price jump.
No,
back in
Panasonic 3DO was the massive price jump.
No, 3DO was expensive. The Jaguar was expensive, and there was one other.
It wasn't that much.
There was the CDI, which was like
a Neo Geo.
The Neo
Geo out of control.
Neo Geo, since it was imported, like. I don't know, because Sony and the other thing was important too, but I don't know why that cost so much. It that did. Was like $1,200, and the Panasonic 3DO was like $700.
But you're talking, yeah, $600-$700 versus the other systems
no,
had a $200
Jaguar,
price.
My cousin had a Jaguar.
Yeah.
It was like $300.
$200 for
that was still twice
the
amount
Genesis
of Super
and
Nintendo
and
or Genesis.
They're both like $200. So the PlayStation
for no games, though.
And no, yeah, well, the $300 system with the problem was the library. Because if the system had boss games, people would have bought it.
I just remember being a little kid. And knowing what systems to ask for Christmas.
Oh, absolutely.
I wasn't going to get that Jaguar.
So what was your favorite controller?
My least favorite controller, though, on the real, is the Wii. The Wii controller.
Really?
It took me out of every game I played on.
I loved it for Zelda, but I really only liked it for Zelda.
I liked it for
Smash
Brothers. I was fine with it.
No, I went right back to the old controllers.
Everyone I know who's so serious in Smash Brothers plugged the fucking
GameCube.
Plug a GameCube in. That's true.
Yeah.
That is very true.
I every game that I loved on...
They even came out with new GameCube controllers specifically for Smash Brothers.
Yeah. I actually, every game that I owned on 64 that they re-brought back... I didn't like playing because the controller stunk.
Yeah.
GoldenEye was unplayable with the nunchuck.
Unplayable.
It was too impossible. You had to aim with one hand and then move with the other. It was insane.
It was
with
yucky.
The nunchuck. Yeah. More plastic,
and
as
that,
you are fond of saying.
And that made Nintendo do like a whole bunch of just gimmick games too, and it made me buy a lot of plastic. So the Wii is the worst controller for me.
That's true. I was going to get points to it for being attempting something, but you're right. It sucked.
Yeah? What's your favorite controller, though?
I gotta go with Shock on this. I love my Xbox controller. I
really?
Feel like it's 30 years of just narrowing it down to the perfect. It fits.
Okay.
It fits my hands like a glove. Other than that, if I was...
Power glove, then.
If I was,
why didn't you choose Power glove?
That's my worst.
Yeah.
Is that technically a controller, I guess.
Yeah, it was.
My original worst was the original Xbox controller.
The keyboard, so to speak?
The one that was the size of a dinner table.
It was huge.
It wasn't
huge.
Bad unless you had to mess with the white and black buttons. Other than that, it was fine.
No, it was huge. It was clunky. The second they slimmed that thing down...
It was much better.
It became everything we enjoyed.
Like
today.
I said, I like the Mad Catz with that because the Mad Catz Mini made the controller much smaller.
That was the only thing it had on it. It still broke.
Yeah.
But when I was a kid, I begged and pleaded for a power glove. And I got a power glove.
Did you? I didn't get
one. Nothing that it advertised. It you had to play it on your forearm with one hand. It was a piece of garbage.
I'm sure.
The button stuck. The wire was short. No motion control like they promised in The Wizard.
Wait, it wasn't...
Wait, Fred Savage lied to me?
It was not so bad.
I didn't realize it was a plug-in thing. I thought it was battery operated with like kind of Super Scope.
No,
it had a wire.
It had a wire.
You had to sit right up in front of the TV and
you
play it
Super
on
Scope
your forearm.
Was Super Nintendo.
I guess so.
The Power Glove
the Zapper
was
had
the gimmiest gimmick that ever gimmicked.
What about the Gyromite?
Gyromite was
at least that
there.
Thing could play Mario.
What about the Kinect at this point?
even this was worse than Kinect.
Yeah, I guess at least Kinect that had one some or two games.
Functionality. I remember my grandfather bringing that robot home and being like, "I'm like, so how do we play it?" He's like, "It's set up. I have no idea."
It was supposed to play on its own.
So I'm going to differ from you guys just a little bit. I'm going to deviate. My favorite controller was the GameCube controller. I felt like they did some research on your hand.
You know what? The GameCube was actually a really solid controller.
Right. The buttons. The A button was I so loved big. It was so big. And then top, you slide up, you slide over, you slide the next.
A separate camera stick.
It was the first controller with those contoured bumpers you're talking about.
I didn't like the yellow
D-pad?
The camera stick.
No, the camera stick.
I liked it because I could flick it around, and Nintendo was great at making games with their controller in mind.
And that was the last generation, too, that did wired controllers.
Yeah. But, see, Nintendo, since they are their own entity, their games always had their controller in mind, while Call of Duty, translates well.
Well, most of the games like Call of Duty are on multiple systems. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying. They translate well between the systems and everything, but nothing to me beat the Nintendo GameCube's controller for their first party
games.
It
actually is a nice.
See, I got to disagree with you there. I think that most games don't port well to Nintendo because their controllers are always weird.
Oh, yeah, but that's why I said the first party. Yeah, the other way. The Nintendo games are always great. I mean, even with the Wii controller, I can give it some love because I loved playing Zelda with the shield block and the swipe and the sword and whatnot. I did like that.
Skyward Sword was fun.
It was awesome.
To, like, know how to attack.
Yeah.
A certain bad
guy. And it has the speaker on it to make the sword sounds and stuff. It was pretty good.
I think that was the first controller that added the speaker to it. Yeah. I think that was the best thing of the Wii did for that controller. Yeah. I thought that was cool.
It was a runner-up. The runner-up was the Dreamcast controller that had its own little screen on it. And that's only because when we played football against each other, you could play with your memory card.
The screen was the best part about that. The controller itself was like a bootleg Xbox.
Yeah, controller. A little fatter.
It looked like a big
Xbox kind of copied it and smoothed it out.
Yeah.
Narrowed it a little bit.
But I thought Dreamcast was one of the better systems I ever owned.
Underrated.
It was very underrated, and it got no love. I don't know why.
And my worst controller was definitely the original PSP. It was tight. It was yucky. I had to almost like a...
That's not a controller. That's like...
I almost had to palm strike like they taught in The Karate Kid. Just to play. Yeah. It was just fucking terrible. My thumbs cramp up just thinking about it.
Is there any controller that made your hand cramp up a lot?
The PSP did. The original PSP.
Well, that's not really a controller. That's a little handheld system.
When I was little, track and field on Nintendo made me cramp up a lot.
Even the original Nintendo controller was not a pleasant experience with the squared off edges. Mm-hmm. I mean, taking away the functionality of having two buttons, it was still this boxy design that you couldn't really hold on to.
Which is still on the Wii today.
Yeah. That's true, but at least now they got those rubber covers that cushion that a little bit.
And protect your TV.
Yeah.
You know what's the weirdest thing in the world? Going back and actually holding one of the old controllers and how small they were.
I know. Like, my hands are smaller.
Nintendo or the
Well,
Genesis.
Actually, you know what I'll give love to is the Super Nintendo controller. I love that controller.
Too many buttons for me.
Oh, no, that made it great because the way best game too many on buttons it was Super Street Fighter.
Yeah. No, because I would play stuff. Yes, okay.
Four
it
buttons,
lent itself well to Street Fighter, but
bumpers,
I would play a lot of games and I would forget some of the buttons.
First controller that ever had the bumper system.
Yeah. Four regular buttons, a D-pad, and two bumpers, and a start slot.
It was a lot of buttons
for
me back
then. And that
made
every fighting game better on Super Nintendo than it did on Sega.
Plus, Sega had the three buttons on the Genesis.
I hated Sega's controller.
You had to press, start or select in order to switch to kicks in Street Fighter.
And Mortal Kombat start was block, so you couldn't pause the game. It was stupid.
And there was the system that had the blood, so you wanted to play the Sega, but it was unplayable.
Oh, you had
unplayable.
To play Sega. Super Nintendo was garbage.
Well, they had the blood code.
I know. What?
ABACABB.
Again, Nintendo, that was the early seeds of, we're going to go PG.
Yeah, that might have been the first crossroad.
Hey,
yeah,
Deadpool's making a lot of money. Go R-rated.
They saw heads popping off, and Nintendo was like, mm-mm.
No way. All right, so anyway, that was the question of the week last week. This week, I'm going to go into E3's coming up. Unfortunately, there's not that many people showing up anymore, but we're going to see a buttload of games. We've already seen a buttload of games announced for 2016, so I'm going to ask you guys what you're looking forward to most in 2016 before we get too far into it. It's March. We already went through 2 months. I'd like to ask that question in the beginning of the year and see what comes true this time next year. you know, I'd like to revisit Time Capsule, so to speak, this question.
So they're going to make all the big announcements. It's which of those announcements we want?
Well, actually, I'm just asking you, which
it's what you're looking forward to. Hypothetically, what we would like to
What you predict and are looking forward to with those predictions.
Okay.
All right. So that about wraps it up. I enjoyed the new way we did the news. Enjoyed the quiz. The segment definitely needs a little bit of work. I got to go home and study my big bosses. And that's about it. So from us to you guys, thanks for playing.